Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Hound of the Baskerville CE Fur Level A1 Plus is an English language teaching graded reader adaptation of Arthur Conan Doyle's famous Sherlock Holmes mystery. Adapted by Karen Kovacs for beginner learners, it retells the central story of a troubling death at Baskerville Hall and a frightening family legend about a dangerous hound. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson investigate to protect the new heir and to explain what is really happening on the moor. Written for starter-level learners aligned to CEFAR A1, the book aims to make a classic narrative readable and motivating for people who are learning English for the first time. The adaptation uses very short, straightforward sentences and highly controlled grammar and vocabulary. Illustrations support understanding, and the print style of this series commonly includes language learning activities that help readers practice comprehension, vocabulary, and basic grammar. The result is a quick, accessible entry point into detective fiction while building confidence in reading English. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a classic mystery, reshaped for beginner comprehension. At the heart of this graded reader is the same core puzzle that has made The Hound of the Baskervilles enduring a death surrounded by fear, a family curse, and the question of whether something supernatural is at work. This adaptation keeps the recognizable framework of the case, featuring Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson as they respond to danger connected to the Baskerville family and their isolated home. For A1 Plus learners, the main achievement is that the book offers the pleasures of a mystery without requiring advanced reading skills. Instead of long descriptions and complex deductions, the story is streamlined into clear, concrete events and easy to follow cause and effect. The mystery element remains because readers can still ask basic questions. Who is in danger? What clues matter? And what explanation is most believable? In this way, the book functions both as a story and as a structured reading experience, letting learners focus on understanding action, setting, and motive while enjoying a famous detective narrative. Secondly, controlled language and CEFAR alignment as a learning design. This edition is designed around the needs of starter-level learners within the CEFAR A1 to A1 Plus range. The text is intentionally controlled, using short sentences and simple structures that beginners can decode quickly. Typical grammar at this level includes present simple and present continuous forms, basic possessives, common regular and irregular verbs, and simple adjectives. By limiting complexity, the book reduces cognitive load and encourages fluent, repeated reading, which is essential for building confidence and automaticity in a new language. The controlled approach also supports accurate guessing from context, because learners meet familiar patterns again and again. In practice, this means readers can focus on meaning rather than constantly stopping for grammar or dictionary work. The adaptation also helps teachers and self-learners measure progress. Finishing an entire story in English, even a simplified one, is a motivating milestone. The CEFAR label gives the book a clear place in a learning pathway, making it easier to select alongside other graded readers at the same level. Thirdly, illustrations and visual scaffolding for meaning. A key feature of beginner graded readers is the use of illustrations to reinforce comprehension, and this title follows that approach. Visual support helps learners confirm who is speaking, where events take place, and what emotions or dangers are present, even when their vocabulary is limited. In a mystery story, this scaffolding is particularly valuable because readers must track setting, sequence, and key moments that create suspense. Pictures can clarify relationships, identify objects that matter, and reduce confusion when a new scene begins. For A1 Plus students, illustrations also make the reading experience feel less intimidating, breaking up text and providing frequent comprehension checkpoints. This matters because beginners often read slowly and may lose the thread of the plot. Visual cues keep momentum and sustain engagement, which in turn increases exposure to repeated language patterns. The result is a more accessible version of detective fiction that still feels like a complete story, while supporting independent reading at home and guided reading in a classroom. Fourthly, activities and skills practice around the story. The Penguin Reader's approach commonly includes language learning exercises that extend the story into practical skill building. At starter level, activities tend to focus on basic comprehension, high-frequency vocabulary, and simple grammar awareness rather than literary analysis. Learners may be asked to answer before reading questions that activate prior knowledge, during reading tasks that check understanding of key events, and after reading questions that confirm the main ideas. This structure encourages active reading, helping students practice scanning for information and recalling essential details. Vocabulary tasks typically reinforce words tied to people, places, actions, and feelings that appear in the narrative, which supports immediate reuse in speaking and writing. When used in class, these activities can also support pair work such as retelling the story in simple sentences, sequencing events, or describing characters with basic adjectives. In short, the book is not only a simplified story but also a packaged learning tool designed to turn a short reading experience into measurable language practice. Lastly, introducing iconic characters and the detective genre to new readers. For many learners, this book is a first encounter with Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson in English. That matters because the characters are culturally familiar and widely referenced, which increases motivation and gives learners a sense of joining a bigger reading world. The adaptation offers an approachable entry to detective fiction conventions, a troubling event, a sense of threat, a search for clues, and a rational explanation that replaces fear with understanding. Even in a highly simplified form, the genre teaches useful reading habits such as noticing details, predicting outcomes, and connecting actions to motives. These habits are transferable to other English texts, from short stories to graded nonfiction. The condensed format also helps learners complete a full narrative arc, which builds confidence and encourages continued extensive reading. As a bridge, the book can lead readers toward higher-level graded versions of Holmes stories or toward other mysteries designed for language learners, while keeping the experience enjoyable and achievable at the very beginning stages. In conclusion, this graded reader is best suited to beginner English learners at CEFR A1 who want an achievable, story-driven way to practice reading. It can also work well for teachers looking for a short, structured text to support lessons on basic comprehension, simple verb tenses, and high-frequency vocabulary. The main practical benefit is confidence learners finish a complete mystery in English without being overwhelmed by difficult grammar or dense description. The book's controlled language, short sentences, and visual support make it appropriate for extensive reading, where the goal is smooth understanding rather than slow translation. Intellectually, it introduces a classic detective setup with iconic characters, showing how investigation replaces superstition and fear with evidence and explanation, compared with many beginner texts that rely on everyday dialogues or isolated grammar drills. This title stands out because it delivers a recognizable classic narrative in a format that still respects the needs of new readers. It also fits cleanly into a progression of graded readers, making it easy to continue with other titles at the same level and then move upward as reading fluency grows. If you would like to support Karen Kovacs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.